He is the founder of the Date Safe Project. Mike Domish is our guest. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Mike, you mentioned in part of your Date Safe Project that the particular case with Harvey Weinstein is part of a bigger cultural problem. What do you mean by that?
Well, what it is that we have a culture that's never taught mutuality and respect of boundaries. Our culture is very much built on this idea of go for what you want. And that's always what you want, not at the priority of what do the two of you want. And that's what leads to so many problems and sexual violence.
Jane and I were talking earlier before the interview. We were talking about how, you know, when you're younger, you're taught to be nice and, you know, maybe say no, but say in a nice way. Do you think that's part of the problem, too? Because you say no is never rude.
Yeah, that's really important, Melissa. I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people say to me that they were taught to if you go this far, you have to go all the way. That kind of a mindset that if you get someone worked up, then you have to do certain things for them because you don't want to make someone feel bad or you don't want to hurt their feelings, which is ridiculous. That means that I'm going to give up my boundaries, give up my personal intimacy and space for some other human being, even though I don't want to. It's a really messed up message. The message should be no is not rude. Now, how you say something to somebody can be rude, but the word no is not rude. In fact, it's a word of choice. It's a word of freedom. It's empowering. So you should know not only is it okay to say no, but it's healthy to say no. Like if you're never saying no, something's wrong.
Well, you were talking before about, or maybe it was in the notes here, that Harvey Weinstein, there was a clip of the woman saying no to him. And he kind of weaseled around it and you know, still making her uncomfortable and not respecting that no boundary. Can you talk a little bit about that and his response to that?
Yeah, and how common that is in all levels of relationships. One of the problems with the Harvey Weinstein case is that it was so blatantly obvious sexual violence that people go, there's the creeper, there's the predator, that's so obvious and it's so disgusting. But they do not look in the mirror about, are there any ways that I act the way Harvey Weinstein does? This is an example of how much society acts that Harvey Weinstein did, and that is the following. When told no, Harvey Weinstein did not respect the answer. Harvey Weinstein tried to figure out a way to change the answer. That is common in sexual relationships, whether it's dating, hooking up, or marriages. Partner says, no, were you sure about this? I thought you loved me. I thought you were in the mood. This is common that I'm going to manipulate till I get a yes. In fact, that's more of my ego and my confidence gets fed if I get you to say yes.
Mike Domish is the founder of the Date Safe Project, talking about sexual misconduct and what kind of sets the groundwork for this. So what do we do moving forward, Mike? What can we do?
We change the conversation from did that person give permission to was this mutual? That's a much more powerful question. The problem with the word permission is I can get your permission to do something you don't want to do. I can get you to say yes to something you don't want to do out of guilt, or you've been taught never to say no, or like you said earlier. And so you say yes because I guilted you into it. I coerced you into it. I pressured you into it. But I got yes. That's the mindset of that person. So I got permission. Versus I will only engage in sexual intimacy that is mutually wanted. That's a completely different concept. That's where consent needs to go. Instead of being permission-based, it should be mutuality-based.
Mike, can you go into the real reasons that people don't report, I guess, sexual misconduct in the workplace or even outside the workplace?
Well, there's a multitude of reasons. A big part of the problem is that the person who is the predator and the perpetrator often either has an immense amount of power or has threatened use of power. Right. It could be violent, it could be psychological, it could be status, it could be job. So there's the personal fear of what will happen to my wife if I come forward. Then you watch and you look at the Aziz Ansari case and the news coverage of that. And Aziz Ansari has not said that what he did was okay. He said, I've had to look in the mirror and evaluate. But a lot of people have come to Aziz Ansari's defense arguing, well, I mean, a lot of us have been in that situation and blaming the woman. You went back to his place at 2 a.m. What did you think was going to happen? So this mindset that if you agree to go back to someone's place, they have the right to do whatever they want to you is incredibly messed up. I go back to somebody's place because I choose to go back to their place, not because they have the right to do whatever they want to me. We live in America where I should have freedom of choice at all times with my body. And that's so important. We have this victim blaming that people of all ages participate in, and they don't even catch that they're doing it. They're like, well, she went back to his place. Do you hear that you're victim blaming? Instead of saying the person who did the wrong should have asked, should have respected the answer, not try to change it, we're saying, what did you, were you thinking going back to their place at 2 in the morning?
It just sounds like we need such important messaging as we raise now our daughters and sons going forward.
We do, and we need the messaging to be gender neutral. One of the biggest mistakes we made in the past for centuries is we need to teach our daughters this lesson over here while we teach our sons this lesson over here. And what you do is you just create a bigger gender gap. You're causing more problems. You're also assuming heterosexual, which can cause a lot of problems too. So we need a whole new approach of how do you teach skills for sexual communication. And it doesn't exist in schools. It doesn't exist in our work environments. And I don't mean work environment as in you're going to go to work and learn that, but we don't have it in our culture as a whole. We don't even deal with harassment besides checkboxing off that we addressed it instead of teaching a culture of respect in our workplace.
Mike Domish, the founder of the Date Safe Project, thank you so much for joining us, Mike. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Jane and Melissa. It's been a great conversation.